say a few words before it's tabled.
Okay.
Just to folks.
I'm ready.
All set? Okay. Ready on the left, ready on the right. I hereby call to order the public hearing of the Consolidated Subcommittee of the Council. The time is now 7:31. Mrs. Clerk, would you please read the roll?
Alderman Emmanuel Sanchez.
Here.
Alderwoman Suzanne Belinsky.
Present.
Alderwoman Shirley Black.
Present.
Alderwoman Tony Lynn Collins. Alderman Adam Plaschosh.
Here.
Alderman Daniel Salerno. Alderman Jamie Giantonio. And Alderman Robert Smedley.
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you.
Can you also see Alderman Truworthy, who will be back?
Let the record reflect that Alderman Truworthy has been seated.
Okay. For when he comes.
For when he comes back. Okay. So, we obviously have a public hearing, so could you read the notice, please?
The Herald Classified, New Britain, Connecticut, please publish the following legal notice on Sunday, February 15th, 2015. The Consolidated Subcommittee of the Common Council will hold a public hearing on February 19th, 2015 at 7 p.m. in the Council Chamber, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for Resolution 32905. Amend Code of Ordinances, Section 15-73, to provide restrictions for on-street parking in single-family residential zones, and Resolution 32991, increase in fees for mobile food establishment, plan reviews, rooming house permits, daycare inspections, barbershop, cosmetology licensure, public swimming pool licensure, and reinspections, and to add a late charge for delinquent fees. Lawrence Hermanowski, Clerk of Committees.
Thank you, Mrs. Clerk. And I apologize. I concur and declare that there's a quorum as well. Having been noticed properly, I'll begin the public hearing. The first item is petition number 32905. And if I am correct, we can...
I think you can also do them together, petition 32991. Can you do them together as long as he calls them?
Individually. So I'll call the second resolution for public hearing, which is resolution number 32991. Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this item or of these items, of either item? Is there anybody here to speak in favor of either item? Is there anybody here to speak in favor of either item? Is there anybody here to speak against either item? Is there anybody to speak against either item? Lastly, is there anybody here to speak against either item? Okay. Seeing for no further comments, we'll move on. And we will close the public hearing and open the regular meeting of the Consolidated Subcommittee. The chair declares a quorum. There's nobody has left the room. Alderwoman Belinsky.
I make a motion to accept resolution 32905 with for discussion purposes.
Second.
Resolution 32905 is the restriction for on-street parking in a single-family residential zone, and as was identified, and I just want it stated for the record, I was at the Board of Police Commissioners meeting when this was discussed. What is being proposed is that parking on any street cannot exceed 12 consecutive hours, and in the event a vehicle is moved to a different parking space, it must be parked at least 10 feet from its prior location. And basically, the police department identified that this was not enforceable. It was not enforceable for a number of reasons. One that was stated in a discussion we just had a few minutes ago, in that the shifts for officers are staggered and 8 hours typically at a time. There would be no way for one shift to the next shift to keep track throughout the city of the issues, as well as in order for them to know that something was moved 10 feet, they would have to basically mark it at a period of time and then go back there and see if the marking was still there and if the car was still there. they found that it really is unenforceable, and it's, in my opinion, I also think that it is excessive in that if you get home from work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you park your car in front of your house, you better get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and move it 10 feet,
huh?
or you're going to be in trouble. So I think that it would behoove the alderman to speak directly with the police department to see what the issue is and what it is that he's trying to address, and modify this language as such. And I will stop speaking and allow other folks, if they have any comment, to speak on it. It is the intention, I believe, of the body to table it. So if nobody has anything else to say, I have no issue with that happening.
I'll make a motion, we table it.
Second.
Motion made to table the resolution by Alderwoman Black, seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. All in favor?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion tabled. Second item on the agenda is resolution 32991. May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to send back to a full council with favorable recommendation.
Second.
Motion made to send back to the council with a favorable recommendation by Alderman Platos, seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is coming back from our health department, and they've adjusted some of their rates on their fees, and it's almost like every second one, not all of them, but a few of them have been increased, adjusted through the some of the neighbor cities. So.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Belinsky.
Can I have a few questions for Mr. Lupo, if he's available?
Mr. Lupo, we come forth. Thank you, sir.
Good evening.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask, because some of these, I think, potentially, maybe, we had addressed not too long ago. I thought some of the barbershop ones, but I mean, I'm okay with what's here. Maybe if you could just give us an overview of how you came to make the changes.
Okay.
And why you're recommending the changes.
Okay, last year the changes that were made were with regarding fixed establishments.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and also the barber shops. And the reason why.
Oh, and these are for mobile establishments.
This is for mobile establishments.
Okay.
And these fees, besides the barber shop, have not been increased over the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
The reason why I increased the fees for the barber shops and beauty salons, even though I did we had another increase last year, is that after visiting and reviewing all the surrounding towns, we were still about 30-40% below what neighboring towns were charging. So I did another comparison, and we decided, or the board was in full support, another additional 15-20% increase. And there's still room for another increase, but I'm slowly increasing it over time. So I compared it with Bristol Burlington Health District, Plainville Southington Health District, City of Meriden, Farmington Valley Health District, and East Hartford.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lupo. And I do recall last time when we discussed the barber shop fees that there was a tremendous, I remember there being a large disparity in that you bringing up that because it's a first time, you were trying to do it in a step increment, so
yes,
to speak. So I wasn't surprised by that. But I just wondered if that was part of it. And as you said, I do recall some of the other towns being tremendously higher than what we have here. So I'll be voting in favor. And I thank you for your synopsis and summary on how you came to these rates. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Alderman Truworthy.
I'm not a member of the committee, but when it comes to the full council, I just want to give everybody heads up. I appreciate your work on this, but I'm not going to be supporting it, especially with the pools that I have a particular objection to. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Can I ask a question through you to Mr. Lupo? This is, these are pools which are public swimming pools, correct?
Correct.
And so, that's what I was going to say. So what public swimming pools do we have that are not city pools?
The condos.
Oh, in the condos, okay.
And then there's, actually, there's approximately 5 or 6. You have Carousel Condominium over on Baruda, Brittany Farms, Pebble Brook, Hospital for Special Care, and the YMCA. So those are the pools that we routinely inspect. And there's a charge for that.
Okay, interesting. Okay, thank you.
We don't charge, obviously, for the citywide, even though we do inspect them, you know, every other week during the summer months.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that information.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion is to accept and refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Oh.
We did.
We did.
Motion to adjourn?
I did.
Well, I'll entertain it. Okay. Motion made by Alderman Belinsky.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Platos and everybody else.
Aye.
Aye.